Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. More than 80 central banks around the globe have hiked interest rates so far in 2022. And they are doing so into an incipient global recession. What could possibly go wrong? The first half of 2022 was the worst bear market since 1970. In other words, in the past 52 years. Q1 GDP was negative 1.6%, and the Atlanta Fed now has Q2 GDP shrinking at a 2.1% annualized rate. In other words, the economy is now most likely going to be shrinking at a faster rate in Q2 than it was in Q1. And yet, our government leaders still tell us the economy is strong and actually picking up steam. Wall Street agrees for the most part and predicts a recession is unlikely this year and won't occur until 2024 if one occurs at all. But we have the truth that can be found in the Midweek Reality Check and in the output of the inflation, deflation, and economic cycle model, which can accurately determine the macroeconomic conditions and invest accordingly, wherever that may lead us. For just one example, we sold most of our gold and all of our gold miners several months ago before this current liquidity squeeze occurred, which I warned would occur once the banking system began to come under a severe amount of stress. By the way, gold miners will be a must-own coming out of this liquidity cycle, but for now, the fact remains that the GDX is down way over 35% since April. I don't want to suffer through that loss if I don't have to. I have a model told me to sell gold. I sold it, and I don't care. At the end of the day, it's not about being a gold bug. It's about being correct more than you are wrong. And if I can save my clients from a 35, 40% hit in a matter of a few months, I'll do it anytime. But for now, the recession and liquidity crises are gaining momentum. We all know that Bitcoin, equities, and fixed income prices have crashed. Now the all-important real estate market is on the ropes. Pending home sales plunged 16% year over year, and price reductions soared by 50% from May to June, so month over month. Pending sales plunged and price reductions soared 50%, and those price reductions almost doubled from a year ago period. New listings to sell a home jumped by 18.7% from June of last year, according to Realtor.com. There is no mystery as to why. 30-year fixed-rate mortgages have soared from 2.6% at their 2020 low to 6.28% by mid-June. Meanwhile, prices were soaring at a record pace to unprecedented levels. However, due to this recession, due to this recession, demand for mortgages are crumbling. Applications to refinance a home fell by 78% year over year, taking money out of your house to consume goods, taking money up, taking your mortgage rate down, taking equity out of your house. That's almost completely shut down. And purchase applications dropped by 17% year over year. All this pressure on the real estate market is happening before the Fed's quantitative tightening program is really even getting started. Selling tens of billions of mortgage-backed securities each month, thus keeping mortgage rates high despite this recent drop-off in Treasury yields and bump up in price. Turning to other economic data, the all-important ISM manufacturing survey came out for June and showed that new orders fell sharply from expansion into contraction territory, and employment declined further into contraction territory. It was already in contraction the prior month. ISM services also showed that the labor situation fell into contraction territory, with the headline index and new orders growing at a slower rate, albeit still expanding. To in all candor, the economy on the service sector side is still expanding, according to ISM, but at a slower rate. But employment, well, that's now falling in both sectors, service and goods sectors of the economy. Moving on, disposable personal income and real or inflation-adjusted spending both declined during the month of May, while inflation remains at a multi-decade high. The U.S. dollar continues to surge. We've been long it since March of 21. Big winner for us in the portfolio. Surging against the euro and the yen and the pound, but against other flawed fiat currencies, but not against hard assets. Credit conditions are tightening, and the yield curve is inverting. What does the Fed have to say about all the faltering data that can be, you know, gleaned about the U.S. economy? Quote, this is a quote from the FOMC meeting, the minutes of their last meeting. Overall, economic activity appears to have picked up after edging down in the first quarter, close quote. This is from their FOMC members' statement, their written statement on June 15, 2022. Powell appears to be getting better at his stand-up comedy routine. Let's just be honest. The U.S. is in a technical recession. We have two back-to-back negative quarters of GDP growth. The recession is shallow at the moment, but the Fed is just getting started raising interest rates and has just barely scratched the surface on its QT program. The effective Fed funds rate is currently at 1.6%, and the Federal Open Market Committee has indicated it wants that rate at 3.25 to 3.5 by the end of this year, which is halfway over. And while the Fed's balance sheet actually finally started shrinking by just $11 billion last week, it is supposed to ramp up that pace of attenuation to nearly $50 billion throughout July and August, and then just shy of $100 billion in money being burned in September. But because inflation is still well above the Fed's target and the Fed is still well below what it deems as a neutral monetary policy, Powell must continue on with his inflation fight regardless of the faltering economic data. That is at least for now. For now. The Fed will most likely have to acknowledge the recession and erosion in the credit markets by the fall. The fall is still several months away, and there's a lot of damage that can be done to the stock market between then and now. And that means in the fall, Powell may indeed stop raising rates sometime in September, October. That's exactly what Wall Street is betting on and needs to happen so desperately sooner rather than later. However, I want you just to think about this. If the Fed stops raising rates in the fall, it will be stopping the tightening of monetary policy with the Fed funds rate around 3.37%. And even if Powell puts the rate hikes on the back burner, quantitative tightening may still be an ongoing concern. Therefore, just consider this. Therefore, the much anticipated Powell pivot or Powell put may not be enough to turn around an economy that is in freefall. In recent past recessions, it took hundreds of basis points in rate cuts and trillions of dollars in QE to rescue the economy. Just think about what happened in 2019. This is before the pandemic. I know the pandemic brought rates back down to zero, but they were already in decline in 2019. QE was already in place in 2019 when the repo market froze. That's how they rescued the economy in the summer and fall of 19. So just stopping to raise interest rates may not be enough. Think about it. Powell just can't stop tightening monetary policy and all is going to be well. He most likely will have to take the Fed funds rate back to zero and launch another humongous QE program to really get the economy and asset prices to turn around. The question then has to be asked, Even if he does that, and I think he will, maybe he does that in the winter, by the winter. The question then has to be asked, if the Fed is forced back into quantitative easing and zero interest rate monetary policies to rescue the economy and markets once again, so soon after the CPI was 8.6% year over year in May, what will that mean for inflation going forward? So you had record high inflation, at least the way they measure it, 40-year high inflation. Then you have disinflation morphing into deflation within months, and then the Fed comes in with a gigantic, you know, atom bomb, just sprinkling trillions of dollars all over Wall Street. What does that mean for inflation? My belief is that it would then run intractable, because everyone will then understand that the Fed can never truly fight inflation without it resulting in a devastating deflationary crash of asset prices and GDP. As a result of this tacit admission of our central bank's inability to ever fight inflation, the US dollar would then crash and bond yields would soar inexorably outside of sovereign debt, because that's the only thing the Fed would be buying. Perhaps, maybe they do buy stocks and you know, municipal bonds and corporate bonds, who knows, we'll see. In other words, here's what you have to understand. Active management of your portfolio between inflation and deflation and stagflation cycles is growing more and more crucial to your ability to maintain your purchasing power and standard of living, because these boom-bust cycles are growing in frequency and intensity over time. Do not look for an automatic panacea from Wall Street this time around. Using the printing press to save asset prices so soon after inflation reached a record high should have an acute stagflationary effect on the U.S. economy, and that requires a much different investing strategy other than the typical 60-40 portfolio. Again, that has failed you. It failed you over and over again, and it's going to fail you again come this fall. One last important point before we close this week's reality check. Pento Portfolio Strategies has actual returns from the actual management of client portfolios. The returns are based on our proprietary IDEC model that are tracked by SMARTX, which is a multi-billion dollar financial institution that offers our strategy to their clients. You may contact us for those figures at any time. Beware of other financial firms that do not have a model-based strategy and claim to have called for or prepared their clients for this recession and market crash. I call their bluff on that one, because they have mostly been radically bullish the whole time. So buying dips is not effective when you have 97% of your cash invested. Ask to see what their performance figures were during COVID, that first quarter of 2020, and how they have done so far during this very challenging 2022, when cryptocurrencies have crashed, stocks have crashed, gold has gone nowhere, bonds have all plunged, and most commodities outside of oil have dropped, and now oil has tanked too. If they can't prove they saved their clients from the pandemic bear market of 2020 and the brutal bear market suffered this year, then run. Things are not going to get better soon. They're going to get worse. Pento Portfolio Strategies has a history of profiting during the good times and protecting against the chaos as well.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.